Shana Tova Tikatemu. May you be sealed this year in the book of life. It's not too late. We are taught forgiveness is a process, a path without an end, a bridge that leads to restoration of what you have lost. It is a shift of perspective, a way of being. Forgiveness is what you do to your soul when you choose to live in light rather than in darkness. Yom Kippur is a time to forgive and a time to seek forgiveness. Perhaps this year, Yom Kippur is even more difficult than usual. A former student from my first pulpit in Long Island recently contacted me. She's a professional working in Washington, D.C. for the government in international relations. She and her husband now have young children of their own. Unexpectedly, a text message appeared from her really just 48 hours ago. She wrote, "How the heck does one wrap their head around Yom Kippur when the two people running for president of the United States are the biggest sinners?" The true meaning of Yom Kippur is not lost on this young woman. Yom Kippur makes us painfully aware that transgressions, evil, mistakes made wittingly or unwittingly are part of the human condition, including that of our leaders. Forgiveness is challenging, arduous, and sometimes impossible. On Yom Kippur, we seek forgiveness as a community. Al Chet Shechatanu Lifanecha, we have sinned against you, God, not only as individuals, and that perhaps is the easy part, the asking for forgiveness in the company of others who share with us the burdens of our people. The hard part is forgiving others as individuals, and then, in the end, forgiving ourselves. Through the process of forgiveness during the month of Elul, we try to bring ourselves and those we have offended into a lighter way of living, with less pain, less anger, less guilt. Anticipating even more intensely the coming of Yom Kippur these past 10 days, we have hopefully followed the tradition. Last week, one caller to the clergy office asked, "How long do we have to ask for forgiveness? Only until Yom Kippur?" Our tradition is compassionate and literally affords us up until the end of Sukkot, the holiday called Hoshana Rabbah, when the gates traditionally will close completely, giving just a little more time. Now you should know that this is not the Jewish view on procrastination. Our tradition understands and respects how difficult a journey this can be. And even then, until the very last moment of life, Judaism teaches that when one is sincerely repentant for the mistakes made in their life towards others and towards the Creator, all is forgiven. The answer to our caller, until the last breath of life, there is forgiveness and there is healing. It's not too late. Forgiveness is a process, a path without end. Our end of life prayer, our Vidui, makes that clear. In part, it says, "I confess that I have made mistakes and left much undone. Yet I also know the good that I did and that I tried to do. May my acts of goodness give meaning to my life and my mistakes be forgiven. Baruch Ata Adonai, Adon Harachamim v'Haslichot. Blessed are you, Adonai, God of mercy and of forgiveness." This afternoon, when we read the Torah, we are commanded to be God-like, to find the path to forgiveness and restore our souls, and to forgive ourselves and others as the Creator forgives us. Forgiveness is a process, a path without an end, a bridge that leads to restoration of what you have lost. What happens when we cannot forgive or choose not to forgive? What happens when we stand on the side of the bridge but do not cross over? There are unforgivable things that happen in this world. What happens when we are wounded and our wounds seem beyond repair? What happens to our souls if we cannot forgive, if we cannot let go? In Simon Wiesenthal's famous book, The Sunflower, on possibilities and limits of forgiveness, Wiesenthal was asked by a dying Nazi soldier for forgiveness for sins he committed. Wiesenthal was silent. And over the years that followed, he wondered if he should have spoken. In this book, 53 distinguished men and women throughout the world give voice to Wiesenthal's question. What would you have done? This powerful scenario challenges us, knowing that in some instances, there may not be a place for forgiveness in our hearts. But at what cost? Over our many years together, most of our conversations have been person to person, through journeys of life cycle events, or in the privacy of family conversation. It is the one-to-one conversation with which I find myself most comfortable. And I'd like to share with you, with each of you today, an example of my own struggle with forgiveness, giving, and receiving. Many years ago, a friendly acquaintance turned to an important and rich friendship at the Hebrew Union College in Jerusalem. Our new bond was filled with the sharing of cantorial art, Hebrew language, and 4 years of study in Jerusalem and Manhattan. I signed her marriage license in New York City and performed the Jewish wedding ceremony in Israel. After I moved to San Diego, phone calls with David and Zahara filled the gap, but only for a while. I missed the birth and naming of the twins, and then went radio silent. I knew from other colleagues and friends that I'd caused them great pain in my disappearance. I let distance, envy, and the sadness in not having my own family allow our friendship to dissolve. The twins are 18 and off to college. I know about them from Facebook, but I don't know them. I put a distance of 18 years between us. The weight and burden of causing pain to another person, actually two people, and my own sadness at the loss of friends found me looking for excuses to be in touch again. Was she surprised? Was he? Yes, but she graciously answered a series of quick phone calls regarding Israel and its laws of return, reform marriages, and conversion. Those calls were not made only for the content. As the month of Elul arrived this year and the shofar sounded, well, I tried to sound it with lesser success. The awesomeness of the holy days began to bear down on my soul. I grasped the moment and asked to seek forgiveness. She listened quietly and answered, "It was as much my fault as it was yours." 3,000 miles away, and we just got busy for life. We were, and we are friends, and we will always be friends. Between us, there were tears of joy, tears of relief, and for me, a lifting of the heavy burden, rolling darkness into light. Forgiveness is what you do to your soul when you choose to live in light rather than in darkness. Our hour-plus conversation continued as though no time had passed. That was the shock. All along, it seemed that the pain caused was caused by me and me alone, only to find out that my asking for forgiveness gave opportunity for Zahara to forgive and to seek forgiveness in return. So, returning to my former student who texted the question, "How do we wrap our heads around Yom Kippur when the two big sinners are running for president?" My reply was, "Is there one candidate whom you can forgive for the sake of the country?" I was truly afraid she would not choose to vote at all. And that's how it is for us every day. There are times when we must forgive and times when we must seek forgiveness for the sake of our individual well-being, for the sake of family, for the sake of the Jewish people, and for the sake of of the country. Even today, it is not too late. Who is it that you need to speak with? To whom do you need to bear your soul? Is it to your children, to your parents, spouses, colleagues, friends? Is it to your enemies? Additionally, our tradition gives us extraordinary opportunity to seek forgiveness from and to forgive the dead. If you have the opportunity, go to the cemetery alone or with a friend. The tradition actually encourages taking a minion with you for communal support and strength. Or perhaps just have a private conversation with the Creator or with a good friend. Forgiveness is a process, a path without end, a bridge that leads to restoration of what you have lost. It is a shift of perspective, a way of being. Forgiveness is what you do to your soul when you choose to live in light rather than in darkness. It is not too late. Gemar Chatima Tovah.